Again, Maya, the Mishnah and Daf Chazayin Mabei says that if you have a behema shemesa, behema dies on Yom Tov leiz zedim im kaima, you're not allowed to move it because it's mukta, and also chala shenitmes. If you have chala with the kiddush of chala that became tummy, it's mukta, you're not allowed to move it on Yom Tov. And the reason why Rashi says is because it's not roi for anything. It's obviously aser b'achila, you can't eat it, and even though there's you're supposed to burn it, there's a mitzvah to burn it, but it is aser to burn chala shenitmes on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. So maybe you can't even burn it, therefore it's totally muksa, it has no ishtamshus. Now Ashi says, why are you not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov? He says, Bishma burning it. I hear that could be a havar shlo tzarech, but what about, why don't you could get rid of it in a different way? You could feed it to your dogs, feed it to your behema, and that way you could destroy it without doing the malach of havar. That lechar should be mutter on Yom Tov. There's no malach involved, and therefore it should be mutter to be metatlet in order to destroy it on Yom Tov, to be mekayim in the midst of Sreifas Kachim, of destroying the Kachim on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Rashi says this, we don't burn Kachim on Yom Tov is not because of the Malacha of Havara, per se. It's not because Havara is Aser Shalei Letzarech, but it's because since the Torah says there's a Chiyuv to burn the Kachim that are Tamei, there's a Chiyuv to destroy them. So Rachmana Achshav El Havaras, and the Torah gave Chashivas to their destruction. And therefore, like Rashi, it's a malacha, even if you feed it to your dog, even if you destroy it in a way which does not involve havara, you destroy it by giving it to your animal, but since the Torah gave chashivas to its destruction, it says, Be'esh tisarif, there's a mitzvah to burn it, therefore it becomes a malacha, and it's asar Yom Tov, even if it's done in a, even if you're able to destroy it without esh, without havara. When the Torah says you have to destroy something, that gives it a chashivas, and we may let's also to destroy it even in a way which does not involve a malacha, like feeding it to your klavim, because that malacha has a chashivas and it becomes a malacha. So based upon this, there's a famous kasha from the Pnei Shua on Rashi in Pesachim Dafayim Bey. It seems to be a steer in Rashi. The Gemara over there is talking about the mitzvah of Tashbisu, you have to destroy your chametz, and the Gemara says, according to Bekiva, you're not allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Yom Tov. You can't destroy your chametz on Yom Tov. And the Gemara is medai from that Bekiva must hold the ein bir chametz ela sreifa, that the only way to destroy chametz is by burning it. So it's going to do with this machlekes tanaim, how you destroy your chametz. Rabbi Yehuda holds ein bir chametz ela sreifa, it has to be done with burning dafka. According to Chachamim, hashmasasu b'chol davar, you could burn it any way you want. So the Gemara says, this is how Rashi explains the Gemara, if Rabbi Kiva says you can't burn your chametz on Yom Tov, you can't burn tashbis on Yom Tov because it's Yom Tov, you must hold ein bir chametz ela sreifa. So memela, you can't burn it on Yom Tov because havara shel tzarech is also on Yom Tov. But if he held hashmasasu b'chol davar, if he held that you could destroy the chametz like the Chachamim in any way, you could be matal l'yam, you could throw it into the ocean, you could feed it to your klavim, then there's no reason why you can't do tashbis on Yom Tov. Feed it to your dogs, there's no malach involved, and it should be mutter. So from the fact that Bikiva says you can't do tashbis on Yom Tov, is a raya that he holds that ein bir chametz ela sreifa, you can only do it by burning and not by feeding it to your dogs. That's what Rashi says. So, effective Pnei Yeshua, but according to Rashi over here, Rashi is telling us that when there's a mitzvah in the Torah to burn it, that gives it chashivas. And we may even feeding it to your dogs would be aser, even though there's no fire involved, because it has a chashivas, it becomes a malacha. So, how can Rashi say that if you hold hashmasasa b'chol davar, that it would be mutter to feed it to your dogs on Yom Tov? L'chaira, according to Rashi, it should be aser, because the Torah is machshiv its destruction through the mitzvah of tashbisu, and it should remain aser. So, l'chaira, it's a stira in Rashi. That's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. And I thought that perhaps he could answer this kasha LP, the Yisoid Gadol from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, Gevaldik Hezber in the Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Chachamim, that according to Reb Yehuda, Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa, according to the Chachamim, Hashbasasa B'chol Davar. So Reb Chaim says, this is not just a simple Machlekes, what method do you use in order to destroy your Chametz? Is it burning only or other methods? That's not the Machlekes. But there's a fundamental Machlekes over here as to what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. He says, according to Reb Yehuda, who says Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa, you can only get rid of it by burning it, that means it's a din in the chafza of the chametz that it has to be destroyed. You have to get rid of it, and the way you get rid of it is by burning it. It's the chafza of the chametz itself needs to be destroyed, and mimela has to be done in a specific way through sreifa. But according to the Chachamim, who say Hashpasasu b'chol davar, then the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not a din in the chafza of the chametz that has to be destroyed. It's a din in the gavra. I have to make sure that I don't have any chametz. The Torah doesn't want me to have chametz. I have to get rid of it. I could do it any way I want. I could throw it into the yam. I could feed it to my dogs. I could burn it. But it's not a din in the chametz that has to be destroyed. It's just a din in the gavra that I have to remove chametz from, that I shouldn't own any chametz. It has to be away from me. That's how he understands the machlekes. So Mimele could say that this, the Rashi says over here, that when the Torah's machshav, the havara, becomes a malacha, even if you're not burning it, even by feeding it to your dogs, that's only when it's a din in the chafetz. Like by kachim, the Torah says, I want the kachim to be destroyed, the cheft of the kachim has to be destroyed. But by chametz, even though there's din tashbisu, but lefi, the Rabbanan who hold hashbasasa b'chol davar, that is not a din in the chametz of your Reb Chaim, it's a din in the gavra. I have to remove the chametz from my rishus, but it's not that the chafetz of the chametz has to be destroyed, and the mimela lefi, that havana would be mutter to give it to your klavim, because there's no kiyum being done to the chafetz of the chametz, it's just me removing it from my rishus. Mashengen, if you hold that embryo chametz ala sreifa, if you're a Yehuda, that's a din in the chametz, that's a din in the chafetz of the chametz being destroyed, that would be similar to kachim, and therefore it would be usher to destroy an anyantav, even if you could do it in a way without a malacha. But lefi the chachamim, that ashbas zasa b'chol davar, it's not a din in the chametz to be destroyed, it's a din in the gavra, then that would be mutter to feed it to your klavim. It's dafka over here by kachim, or it's a din in the chafetz of the kachim, that it has to be be'esh tisar, if it has to be destroyed, that's when the Torah is machshav, it's havara, and therefore it would be usher even to feed it to your klavim.